You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here, that stands for gift of the day. I looked at my schedule and you said God was on at 8:40.
God is my... Is my.
That's impressive.
Yeah, it is. Well, just as impressive as John Decker live from the White House this morning. John, good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm well, Brian. How are you doing today?
I'm good. The president drives me crazy on some of these issues. You know, he's fighting now with Marshawn Lynch this morning after dunking all over...
And LeVar Ball.
LeVar Ball. I know. I don't know if maybe there's two people that deserve each other more than LeVar Ball and Donald Trump.
Right. But
there are important things to get done in this country, and the least of which seems to be Marshawn Lynch, whether he's kneeling or not. For the national anthem, and we know what LeVar Ball is. I guess it helps for red meat politics, and there's probably many people that agree with the president, but it doesn't seem like a good use of time.
I agree with you, and I think that there are many Republicans in the Senate that agree with you as well, Brian. You know, they're trying to get tax reform done, and the margin for error is very small given the margin that Republicans have over Democrats in the U.S. Senate, and to be spending valuable time, you know, when there is a deadline the president has imposed, you know, for getting this done, speaking or tweeting about Marshawn Lynch or LeVar Ball when he could be tweeting or talking about tax reform seems to be wasted time.
Yeah, Marshawn Lynch evidently in one of the games in October wore a shirt on the field that said everybody versus Trump. And I guess that, you know, when you're the president, you're going to get criticism. It does seem like he's thin-skinned. You're covering the White House. Is he as? I mean, he has rabbit ears, right? I mean, he hears like everything.
Yeah, he is thin-skinned. I think President Barack Obama was pretty thin-skinned as well, but he didn't, you know, tweet on everything and every time criticism was thrown his way. But the president does take it to a new level, and he does have, you know, all of the millions of followers on Twitter, and of course, he's gotten new followers since he's become president that are interested in what he has to say and what he thinks on particular issues. But this is something the president likes to do. He likes to weigh in, and as you know, he likes to get the last word, you know, so that's something that if Marshawn Lynch put something out there on Twitter criticizing the president in response, you know the president's going to, you know, tweet something back. Same thing with LeVar Ball as well.
Yeah, and his, by the way, I mean, he gets great traction, too. His tweets are, you know, I mean, in tens of thousands of retweets and
right,
likes and all of that. And I do think a lot of people probably think what Marshawn Lynch did, and if you're just joining us, he stood for the Mexican national anthem. They were playing the Patriots. The Raiders were in Mexico, and then kneeled during the American national anthem. I'm sure plenty of people are offended by that, but I don't need President Trump to weigh in to have my own feelings one way or the other. I just don't understand why he takes up so much oxygen on things that really, at the end of the day, don't matter to most Americans.
And this is one of those things that the Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has spoken about as well. You know, he has said publicly, I'm sure he's said to the president privately, that this is hurting you. It's hurting your effort to pass your agenda in the Senate. And I think to a certain extent it is. It also doesn't help. Let's not forget, he also used Twitter over the weekend to go after Jeff Flake. And although Jeff Flake is not running for re-election, he's a Republican, of course, from Arizona. He is an important vote while he remains in the Senate. He's an important vote on tax reform, on repealing and replacing Obamacare, and you can't just sort of write him off when the margin is so small, Brian.
No, that's right. I think that Trump, there's something about the ego that he needs to feed, and I know the red meat politics works with a lot of people, but I think still he would be smart to remember his own vice. People care about the economy, they care about jobs, they care about, you know, us heading in the right direction. At the end of the day, the president just sort of, I think, dilutes the office by getting into these one-on wars on Twitter with we all know what LeVar Ball is, right? I mean, Marshawn Lynch. I mean, you don't need to do it. Just take the phone away from him.
I think you're right there. You know, LeVar Ball is, I guess, the ESPN version of the Kardashians.
Yes.
You know, and he is someone who thrives in having attention thrust his way, especially when it's the president of the United States that's tweeting about him. And these two are sort of made for one another.
Oh, they are. They are. Absolutely. As much as I've just lectured both of them, the two of them absolutely deserve each other as far as the Twitter universe is concerned. Great stuff as always. We appreciate it. Thank you very much. We got John Decker there live from the White House. He's covered a lot of Republicans and Democrats.